This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Something as a mom will have to navigate as my son gets older and as this baby gets older too is, where's the line on letting them be free, letting them take responsibility and build confidence? Because back in the day, kids were allowed to go to the store on their own. They were allowed to do a lot of things that nowadays parents would cringe at, thinking that that would be okay for their child under 10 years old to do. And that is why there's a video that's gone viral. More than 12 million people have watched this video of this really adorable little boy named Wells. Wells is 7 years old, and his mom, who lives in Utah, she had been reading this book called The Anxious Generation, which I guess was a best-selling 2024 book talking about just that, where we've been so consumed with social media, screens, and it's taken a toll on everyone's mental health. And it just talks about how parents become these helicopter parents, and we don't let kids just be free and learn to have responsibility and all of these things. And so what the book has done is it's challenged people to do just that, to give, to like loosen the rope a little bit. So this Utah mom, Stephanie Reed, does that, and she posts this video of her 7-year-old son, Wells, walking into Chick-fil-A. She asked all five of her kids, you know, hey, what age-appropriate activity do you want to do to kind of build some confidence and take responsibility, that kind of thing. And her little 7-year-old decided he wanted to go in and order food at Chick-fil-A on his own. So she sends him in, gives him money, doesn't have a phone on him, doesn't have anything else except just the cash in his hand. And he goes in, and I want to play what happens when this little boy, Wells, comes out.
Oh my gosh, he did it! Hey!
I didn't have to ask the manager or anything.
Really?
He just gave it to me, yeah.
They just served you?
Yeah. And then, yeah.
You got your Happy Meal, and
he gave me some money. I want to do that again.
Really?
Yeah, that is so fun.
Do you feel like that builds confidence?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, a little nervous?
Yeah, like my legs are still shivering.
Really?
But yeah, that was so fun.
Isn't that so cute? My legs are still shivering.
He gave me money back, Mom.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a Happy Meal, by the way, if it was a Chick-fil-A.
By the way, he did decide to upgrade her drink to a large.
Who did?
The little boy.
Oh,
the son,
really?
The son told his mom he upgraded her drink.
He was ordering for everybody?
Well, I think maybe for him and his mom.
Oh.
I mean, he had one of those drink carriers, and he's carrying the bag of food with the drink carrier and the change.
Okay.
I just think this is cool because you read these studies that talk about how if you give kids age-appropriate risks, that really is critical to them developing confidence and resilience, and that if you're just constantly, you know, trying to be so protective of them, that really can do more harm.
I know. And I'm glad to see people do it. I mean, that's still a pretty sheltered way of doing something. His mom's sitting outside, watches him walk in the door, watches him walk back out. It's not like you'd let him
go in,
walk a mile away to go to the Chick-fil-A on his own and then walk all the way back.
She was very anxious to even, she wanted to go in with
him. Oh, I'm sure.
Well, but not having a phone or anything, because nowadays we're so used to being able to get a hold of anybody at the drop of a hat.
But the real difference is, like, so I had this specific memory growing up. At the first house we lived in, so I lived there from the time, I guess, from the time I was born until, or very shortly after I was born, until I was about 7, maybe. Because I started kindergarten in first grade when we lived in that house. And then we lived there for about another year before we moved. And I can specifically remember at age 6 or 7 getting on my bike with my buddies and riding all around this huge subdivision for hours at a time, completely out of the sight of mom and dad. And people would never allow that to happen today, ever.
Oh, absolutely not.
So that right there was something that it was either really stupid on the part of our parents, or they knew something. The way they grew up was very different than the way we grew up.
Well, that's what you have to wonder, because you hear all these stories in the news about people, you know, abducting kids, and obviously that does happen. But I think you're a lot more likely to be approached by a predator online these days than you are actually if you're just out in the street or walking to the store on your own. But when you see all these news stories and they're so readily available to us, it gives us this false feeling of, I can't even leave my house or let my child leave our house without them being at risk of being abducted.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. And, you know, the challenge, too, for parents is, when do I allow my kid to have a cell phone? And I think a lot of parents are deciding to give their kids cell phones, not smartphones, but some basic type of cell phone where they can at least get a hold of them or text them, because they're worried that they want to be able to get a hold of them and make sure they got to their destination safely. It wasn't like even when I was a kid where you'd go to your friend's house, you'd be gone all day and you would call them on the home phone line and say, Mom, I'm here. That was it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, okay, let me just shoot a really quick text.
It's just a different level. And I don't know was it awareness? I mean, I've had this conversation with my wife before. Was it just awareness? Were we just less aware of the pedophiles and the criminals when I was little? Is it just media coverage has blown it out of proportion? Is there statistically a lot more of it these days than there was back then, and it just wasn't reported as much? People didn't get the media coverage. I mean, I can remember kids falling into wells and kids missing, and I can remember stories like that over the past 40 years. But I just don't remember that being the concern when you left the house, is that you were going to get hurt, not that somebody was going to abduct you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think, Carl?
I think once Adam Walsh disappeared, then it became a national story.
That's a good timeline, pinpoint.
So when was that?
In the 80s, and then John Walsh started America's Most Wanted because of what happened to his son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a couple of big national stories like that that get around, and that will scare a lot of people. Fear is the biggest driver. Look what happened with COVID.
Right. He didn't want anybody, and he didn't want that to happen to anyone else after what happened to his son. So
he was abducted?
And killed.
And killed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really drew a lot of attention to it. And I'd kind of forgotten about that, but you're right. I mean, maybe that's when it became more of a thing, more concern. Nobody as a parent could imagine going through what Walsh went through, and then you become suddenly a lot more of a helicopter parent,
mm-hmm.
a lot more protective.
Well, and I think the key here, if you're trying to do this sort of a challenge that a lot of people are now doing, I guess because of this book, is picking an age-appropriate task, because there are some things that just would not be okay for your child at a particular age to be doing. Like if Easton was 10 years old, like me sitting in the car and hey, I'm with the baby, can you go take him, can you go get a couple things in the store for me, like go get some milk and go get a loaf of bread or something like that. That to me is one thing versus asking my 5-year-old, you know, if Easton were 5, to go walk down the street and do something. That just feels different to me. Maybe not back then, but now it does.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about a place in our neighborhood that is no longer there. And he said, oh, my dad sent me down there to buy cigarettes for him.
Well, you wouldn't see that today. Maybe you would see that today, and we just don't hear about it.
Well, and chances are the guy working at the store knew his dad.
Probably.
And he walked in and said, my dad needs some cigarettes, so the guy gave them to him because he knew the kid wasn't going around back and smoking them.
$2.50.
Yeah.
That's probably the difference, too. There were a lot more local stores where you could walk. And
it was Velvet Freeze.
You knew the people. You knew the families. It's not like where it's a revolving door at your local Target that's huge.
Here, son, pick me up a 32-ounce while you're down there, too.
Yeah. Can you give me a handle of vodka, please, while you're there? Not that they could get that with the
different
the age. But, yeah, I mean, things have definitely shifted, to say the least.
I don't think Velvet Freeze sold liquor. but they did sell cigarettes, and they had video games.
How would they even allow a kid, I guess because they knew the kid was buying them for their dad?
I would imagine.
A six-year-old's not buying smoke for themselves.
You know what, Carl? Probably. Some kids start very young.
Very.
Very.
Very young.
Yeah, that's funny.
Get more at 971talk.com.